The Office, Kingston's first official gay bar, opened in the early 1980s on the corner of Montreal and Queen Street, the upstairs section of what is now Kingston's only strip bar, the Plaza. Although The Office was Kingston's first openly gay bar, a number of other gay bars have occupied space at the Plaza, until as recently as 1997, when Dreammakers, the last lesbian bar in the building, closed its doors. Since the opening of The Office, a number of gay bars have occupied various Kingston locations, including Robert's Club Vogue, which then became 477, a reference to the address at 477 Princess, Wally's, a dance bar on Bath Road, and Chez Fufu's, a martini lounge in the basement of the Rest Inn on Princess Street, closure of which has left Kingston without a gay bar. Although openly designated gay bars did not exist in Kingston before the early 80s, this absence did not stop gays and lesbians from carving out a place for themselves. Instead, local queers negotiated space in straight drinking establishments, spaces that were, by definition, shaped by the dilemma of needing to be visible to queer people while remaining invisible to the surrounding heterosexual clientele. Just as gay men could cruise the park as long as they remained a subtle, somewhat hidden presence, lesbians and gays occupied spaces in bars, the Elbow Room, the Cat's Meow, the Indian Room, the Wagon Wheel, the Grand, Chez Piggy, the Black Sheep Inn. Except for the Black Sheep Inn and Chez Piggy, all the gay-tolerant bars were primarily working-class institutions that accommodated a mix of class clientele. Male and female narrators discuss the significance of these sites differently. Male narrators focus on gay-tolerant drinking establishments as prime cruising areas, while female narrators are more likely to discuss the bar as a place to build on existing friendship networks and meet potential partners. Kingston Baldykes remember going to the Indian Room, now the site of the Turninog, to, quote, drink and get drunk and play cards, unquote. And heterosexual and lesbian feminists involved in Kingston's Women's Center occasionally went out for a drink at the Plaza. In the late 2000s, some of the spaces which have hosted queer events have included Revolutions Nightclub, which was located on Garrett Street, Renaissance Entertainment Venue, located on Queen Street, and the Grad Club, located on Berry Street. One of the most popular gay bars for gay men was the Cat's Meow, which operated from the 60s and the 70s and had been predated by the Elbow Room, located off the lobby of the LaSalle Hotel, which is now office spaces on Bagot Street. It was frequented by single male travelers staying at the hotel and quite possibly looking for some company. It was a long, narrow room with entrances at both ends, making it possible to enter the bar from Princess Street, casually pass through to see who was there, and then exit either alone or with someone else to the lobby at the back. The bar sat 16 or 18 people. Quote, and it was all mirrors behind the bar, so you could see everybody as they walked in. It was ideal. People would use the mirrors for eye contact. Oh, the door would swing open and every eye went on the door, end quote, recalls Earl. Ironically, the fact that the Cat's Meow was also frequented by straight men was what made some gay men feel comfortable in the environment. As long as there were a lot of heterosexual men around, gay men could go there without fearing that their presence at the bar would reveal their sexual identity. Although there were some public spaces in which lesbians and gays could meet and socialize, this activity was fairly covert. And queer social networks were often developed through other means, such as private house parties. On the whole, the gay presence in Kingston's bars from the 1950s to the 70s is characterized by silence that surrounds it.